Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Hariom Pipes Q2 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sumant Kumar from Motilal Oswal. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kumar.
Yeah, thank you. Good evening, everyone, and very warm welcome to Hariom Pipes Industries Limited 2Q FY25 post-result earnings call hosted by Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited. On the call today, we have management team being represented by Mr. Rupesh Kumar Gupta, Managing Director, and Mr. Amitabh Bhattacharya, CFO. We will begin the call with key thoughts from the management team. Thereafter, we'll open the floor for Q&A session. I would now like to request the management to share their perspective on the performance of the company. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, this is Rupesh Kumar Gupta from Hariom Pipes Industries Limited, Managing Director of the company. Good evening to each and one of you. Esteemed shareholders, thank you for joining us today. It's a pleasure to share the progress and achievements of our company during Q2. Despite some challenging circumstances, including a noticeable slowdown in steel demand and a 5% drop in prices on both a quarter-on-quarter and year-on-year basis, and weather-related disruptions in the southern region, we've maintained a steadfast focus on growth and resilience. This year, the monsoon was particularly severe and prolonged in southern India. While monsoon rains occur every year, this season saw record rainfall and flooding, disrupting supply chains and delaying key construction projects. This significantly impacted steel demand in the region, affecting our overall sales. As the rains have begun to subside, we are seeing a recovery in demand, particularly in the infrastructure and construction sectors. This recovery is expected to drive steel consumption in the upcoming quarters, helping offset the slower demand experienced earlier in the year. However, our efforts to adapt and innovate have been fruitful. I'm pleased to report total revenue of 31,522.63 lakhs for Q2 FY25, totaling 65,942.96 lakhs in H1 FY25. This reflects a 21% year-on-year growth, a remarkable achievement in the current climate. Furthermore, our profitability metrics demonstrate strong operational efficiency. We achieved an EBITDA of 4,334.78 lakhs for Q2 and 8,891.65 lakhs for H1, marking a 35% growth in H1 year-on-year. Our EBITDA margins for H1 FY25 stand at 13.48%, up from 12.41% in FY24. This increase has resulted in an additional earning of 571 rupees per ton compared to last year, with a blended EBITDA standing at 7,796 per ton as opposed to 7,225 for FY24. This improvement underscores our commitment to enhancing operational efficiency and driving sustainable growth. Operating profit stands at 3,108.14 lakhs for Q2 and 4,776.34 lakhs for H1, representing a 26% increase, and our profit after tax reached 1,575.06 lakhs for Q2, with H1 totaling 3,325.63 lakhs, reflecting a 10% growth year-on-year. Our commitment to financial health is also evident in our cash flow performance. We reached a targeted positive operating cash flow of 5,288.27 lakhs, a significant improvement over last fiscal year's 495.54 lakhs only. Net working capital days have improved from 61 to 58 days, demonstrating efficient capital management. Additionally, we successfully reduced total borrowing from 37,088.54 lakhs as of March 2024 to 33,458.50 lakhs by the end of H1 FY25, lowering our debt by almost 3,600+ lakhs. Regarding our capital raising efforts, we have passed an enabling resolution for issuing equity shares through QIP, allowing us to raise up to 700 crores over the coming year. This is a proactive step to strengthen our position and enable future growth as we approach our optimum level of 0.7 million tons by FY26. Our team is actively evaluating opportunities in specialized steel products and geographical expansion, ensuring our growth strategy is both thoughtful and sustainable. In conclusion, we are on the path of robust progress, achieving strong results even amid headwinds. Your trust and support are invaluable, and I assure you that our management remains committed to driving long-term value for all shareholders. We have already uploaded our financial results as well as the investors' presentation on the stock exchange. I trust you have reviewed this report and presentation. Now, for any questions on financials or compliance matters, I will hand it over to our CFO, Mr. Amitabh Bhattacharya, and Compliance Officer, Ms. V.S. Rekha Singh, to address your queries one by one. And with the festive spirit in the air, I extend my heartfelt wishes for a joyous and prosperous Deepavali to each of our valued investors and stakeholders. Thank you for your ongoing support and confidence in your company's journey forward. Thank you.
Shall we open the floor for questions? Thank you very much. We'll now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Gautam Rajesh from Leo Capital. Please go ahead. Gautam, may I request you to unmute your line and go ahead with your question, please? Gautam, can you hear us? Due to no response, we move on to our next participant. Next question is from the line of Hemant Bajaj from Kaizen. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I have two questions. First, the company declares that the capacity utilization for the facility is around 70%, right? So how do we interpret it in terms of the capacity utilization taking place? And the second question is that we have a bit stretched working capital cycle, and especially the trade receivable numbers. So what's the commentary of the management on it?
So thank you for your question. First question is about your operating capacity. So recently, we are having 0.7 million tons of capacity, 0.7 million tons. And out of that, as of September 24, we have achieved almost 121,628 metric tons. So here, we have to notice that out of 0.7 million tons, our actual operating capacity is 0.4 because we are an integrated steel player. And in our earlier presentation also, we have clarified so many times that as an integrated steel player, our gross production capacity is 0.7 million tons, or you can say other way around, 7 lakh metric tons per annum. But our net output capacity is coming 4 lakh metric tons per annum. So out of that, so far Q2 FY25, we have achieved 121,628 metric tons. And we are very much hopeful that by the end of FY26, our optimum level of capacity will be utilized.
Okay.
Now your next question is about the holding levels of debtors holding days. So basically, as far as you are aware, that we, as of September 30th, 2024, our total debtor holding days to net sales is 54. Earlier it was year on year basis, March, September 23, it was 46. So thereby, almost all 8 days increase. At the same time, our overall working capital, net working capital days is coming down by almost all 5 days. If you calculate it back, March 24 versus September 24. 5 to 6.
Okay. I have one another question. Players like APL Apollo and other players in the industry are not offering the credit to the to their customers, but we at Hari Om are offering the credit. So what's the reason behind that? Because when they, yeah, can you throw some light on it?
No, but actually, first of all, your question is APL Apollo or any other steel segment in the PL industry. I should not comment on that, but the thing is, everybody offering their credits. Without credit, it cannot be happened. Irrespective of number of days of holding days, that's the irrespective. Hari Om is not offering any, offering is not credit. Our concept is not distributor based. Our concept is to sell our product through dealer network. So we are having 800 plus dealers, in South India, almost all. And our selling point is almost all 1500. So anyhow, we are offering some credit, and that credit is very much nominal in the present market. Justified.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Akhil Parekh from BNK Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Thanks for the opportunity, and congratulations on the instead of volume growth numbers and improvement in the operating cash flow side. My first question is on demand trend, right? I mean, as you highlighted, second quarter was kind of subdued. Are we seeing a better demand now in October? And should we expect the second half of this year to be far better than as compared to first half of this year?
Yeah, to be honest, if you check with the past historical track record of past 5 years of this, any steel segment or any infrastructure company, this is basically Q2 is always become little bit slower due to that monsoon season, because during the monsoon season, the construction had become slower. And if you check with the statistics with the last 5 years also, always third quarter and fourth quarter will be the peak period for any steel sector. So we are very much optimistic and very much hopeful that this third quarter and fourth quarter is much more better than the past Q2 and Q1. And we are very much confident to achieve our whatever the target for this financial year.
Okay. And for next year, we had highlighted, I mean, past we had said, you know, we are targeting 2000 crore of a top line. Probably peak utilization rate. Do we maintain that guidance?
Yeah, sure, sir. Actually, just a few last question also, I have explained that our present installed capacity, whatever we have, 0.4 million the output total capacity, we'll be very much hopeful and confident that we'll be optimum level of utilization will be happened by end of March 26. Once we have to achieve this optimum level of capacity of 0.4 million tons, definitely the top line will be reached to the expected, as we discussed in earlier so many investors meet and presentation also, near to 2500 crores.
Okay. Good to hear that. And my second question is the value added products, right? They are almost now 90% plus applied for volumes. So does that imply now our sales per ton may not see much improvement, given that, you know, almost 90% of sales are now coming from value-added products, and going forward, the sales per ton will be largely a function of how the steel prices move.
Sir, regarding this value-added product, presently we are almost on 98% of our total volume of sales as of September Q2 FY24. If we check, the value-added product is almost on 98%. So that means our total sales quantity is 114,059. Out of that, value-added product is coming almost on 110,646 metric tons. Okay, so we are talking value-added product means, in our terms, value-added product means we are talking about, according to MS tubes, Mystate tubes, galvanized pipe and coil, cold load pipe and coil, top folding, all are called value-added products. And other steel products means those products which are actually used by the manufacturer, like sponge iron, MS billet, HF tubes. That is, that all the products we have called other steel products, that percentage is almost called 2% in the up to H1, Q2, or you can say second quarter FY25. So we have sticked on our plan, and we are selling our focus on our value-added product itself. So as much as quantity volume will be increased, our value-added contribution will be increased, and the margin will be consistent.
Okay. Great, sir. And lastly, on the operating cash flows and the debt front, we've done a good job in improvement in operating cash flows. So do we maintain this kind of a run rate will continue as we move forward? And what would be the debt number at the end of this year?
So basically, sir, if you check with our financial, if you want to do with our financial, our improvement in operating cash flow is more than 100%. Comparing to Q4 FY24 versus Q2 FY25. So because we have concluded almost of 4.5 into 52 crore. Okay. So but here the point is regarding the second question is your debt. So as of September 23, our total debt was 411.35, and now we are standing with 333.53. So almost all we reduced in a 12 months 78.05 crores debt. And if you check with that March versus September, we have concluded almost all 36.06 crores we have reduced.
Okay.
And continuously our debt will be coming, in the coming financial year, our debt will be continuously reduced. And the margin is consistent and the operating cash flow will be growing, consistent.
Okay. Sure, sir. This is helpful, and happy Diwali to you and your team, and best luck for coming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Muskan from B&K Group. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Muskan, go ahead. Yes,
you are. Okay. So my first question is, the cold roll coil that you're producing from the tandem mill of 0.4 millimeter thickness, will that be used only in the induction motor plants, or it is used in both BLDC motor as well as induction motor? And what is the value per content of the fan? And who are the competitors? And what's the right to win in that, sir?
No. Actually, might be there is some wrong interpretation. Actually, whatever the 0.4 mm or 0.6 mm thickness of a GP coil or cold roll coil, we are going to produce from tandem. Maybe it is not used in any motor. It is actually EV industry or automobile sector, fan industries. Basically, they are using this kind of coil for manufacturing their product, and that is a very value-added product. Or you can say that price, realization price is more than that, whatever the GP price we are manufacturing. So these are the things. And we are already supplying so many companies, corporate also, or semi-corporate also. And in the coming future also, we are very much optimistic. That these portions of value addition product will be growing. in a rapid, which help us to consistent our margins and our profitability and as well as top line.
Okay, so these coils are not used in the fans, is it?
Pardon? Sorry? Can you repeat?
These coils, the CR coil is not used in the fan blades.
No, CR coils are used in the 0.4 mm jo hai, that is used for stamping for fan manufacturing for power circuit, and at the same time CR coil are using for fan blades also.
Okay.
Fan blades also, PED also, pre-engineered printing also.
Okay. So my next question.
Basically, various thickness are different. Every product uses thickness are different.
Okay, sir. So my next question is that we see that the other expenses rose. So what is the reason for it? And also, can you please tell how much is the freight cost in the last year? And where have you captured that in the other expense, sir?
Sorry? Can you repeat one?
Yes, sir. So we see that in this quarter, the other expenses rose. So what is the reason for that?
And okay, other expenses. See, basically what happened, our company in the second quarter, Q2, we are participating in some trade fairs, as well as it is a festive season. So therefore, wall display and other hoardings and all those things, we are using some little bit of branding and promotion. At the same time, you aware that our company is liable to pay certain huge amount for CSR as per the corporate governance. That is mandatory. So this quarter also we are substantially for compliance, we are pay expenditure incurred in CSR. That is why these items are coming under other expenditure there on the face off. So that's why it is little bit of high, almost all you can say 1 crore increase, not much more. If you do the exact figure, it is almost all 1.01 crores increase from the last quarter, Q1.
Okay. So how much is the freight cost in the last year? Like where have we captured that in other expense?
Freight cost means you are talking about advertisement, brand promotion.
No, sir. The logistics cost.
Logistics cost. So basically logistics costs are included in our cost of raw material. Included in our cost of raw material, and we are very much ahead from the other players because our logistic cost is very nominal, because our plant is geographically located nearby the raw material supplier, and moreover we are into the integrated steel player. Therefore our in-house material are using for end of finished goods. Therefore the logistic cost is very nominal. We have spent our logistic cost only for iron purchase of iron ore and imported coal. So that is very nominal.
So the logistic cost for outwards, like when we are supplying.
No, we are not spending any outward logistic cost. That is spent by our dealer.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, sir. Thank you. And one
we are not having any freight outward.
Understood, sir. Thank you. That will help. So one last question. Yeah. The payables days has increased from 6 days to 30 days. So, what is the reason for that, and will we be maintaining it for the full year as well?
The payable days are increased because we are purchasing imported coil on instance basis. That is our credential and our credibility. We are getting cheaper rate of raw material from the international market with a sudden credit facility. Almost all 30 days. So that is the reason we are maintaining that healthy margin, and we are showing our operating profit and EBITDA is much more lucrative due to the one of the major reason you have asked the correct question. So this is the behind the main reason we are able to crack the bill, and that yes, it is correct, and we are very much hopeful to be maintaining in the same repo in the coming future.
Thank you so much.
Well done, sir. Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Vineet from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Vinit this side. My first question is with respect to the falling steel prices. Like, we are seeing that steel prices are falling, right? So, do we maintain this guidance, or like you have been confirming that you will be able to achieve the 2500 guidance? But my concern is with the volume growth. Like, we will have to attain more volume growth to achieve the same level of revenue. So, what is your commentary on that?
No. Whatever we have said in our management speech, our English given, why we are talking about the price is dropping, if you check the price average sales realization. So in Q1 FY24, if you check that our total quantity of sales is 57,990, you can note it down, not an issue, against the top line of 343.18. Therefore, the realization of average realization is coming 59,175. Whereas in our current quarter, Q2 FY24, our total volume sold is 56,065 to be precise. And our average realization is 56,057 rupees, where against the top line is 314.28. Our total revenue is 315.23, which is including the other income, but 314.28 is our entire top line. So therefore, the realization is coming, average realization is 56,057. So almost of 3,000 down. Therefore, the entire realization dropped down by 5%. Despite that, the realization is only impact the top line of the in terms of value, not in terms of profit. Here we have to understand that despite of the 3,000, our EBITDA goes up. So that is the matrix, that is the USP which we have compared to others, that we are able to, in any circumstances, our profitable margin per metric ton, which we have so many times we have given the example, that it is increased by 500 plus of rupees. So that is the result. So it is, I am rest assured that through you and through this platform, that it will not impact the Hariom profitability, whether the price is coming down. Even though in our prospectus also, we have clearly mentioned whenever these price fluctuations are coming, we will be pass on this, able to pass on the price fluctuation to the in front of the consumers, and we are very much capable to do that. So our profitability is intact and our commitment is fulfilled.
Got it, sir. And sir, another question which is in line with the question that previous person asked, like just a confirmation, our trade payables have increased from 12 crores to 108 crores, right? So this is because of the import that you have done, right?
Yes, absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. And not only for that, we are getting the cheaper rates compared to the domestic market.
Okay. So this rise is on account of the import only.
Yes, absolutely correct. And presently we are getting the credit also from the domestic players also.
Mm-hmm. So, because we are seeing a good operating cash flow this time, right? 50 crore positive operating cash flow we had, and trade payable, like this type of trade payable positively impacted us. So, we'll be able to maintain this going forward.
Yes, definitely, sir. We have, our mechanism is only like that. If you remember, Mr. Vinay, in our earlier investors call also and one-to-one call also, I have explained so many times, we are closely working on certain credit facilities and credit terms. We are closely working and hopefully we will be achieved when my operating cash flow was 100 crores negative. At that time I was committed and we have achieved this goal and showing that we are strict on our plan. And in the coming future also, we'll be able to manage.
Okay. And sir, can you please throw some light on the QIP that you have done recently, like 700 crore fundraising, right? So what is the purpose behind and what are we planning? Are we looking at any inorganic development going forward?
No, actually, to be honest, our in this speech also, it is clearly signaling that QIB is just a enabling resolution, valid for 1 year. We are very much our we have it so many of technical and qualified persons are on board, and they are relating to so many projects, including specialized teams, geographically reach, and the valuations, and where the company is getting much more profit, so many steel segments, product analysis, everything we are going on, and for the future. So it's just an enabling resolution, and whenever we are going for QIP, definitely what is the purpose and what is the object, so far we are not finalizing. Whenever in the right time, we'll be updated to the all the investors, and then only we have to going forward with their permission and fulfill the all the compliances, and then only we have to address this issue. Nothing to worry, you will get prior notice and prior intimation and all the information prior to anyone.
Okay, sir, we will be waiting for your intimation with respect to that.
Because all we are looking for the growth of the company.
All right, all right. So a last question from my side, like this is a more historical question, like between FY22 and FY24, the percentage of value-added products to our total sales has gone up, right? In 2022, it was between 30 to 40%, and now we are seeing a 90%, right? But our EBITDA margins are in the range of 12 to 13%. So how come our margins aren't expanding if our value-added products are going? Is this a case that where value-added products are the margin difference between the value-added products and the other steel products is insignificant?
No. Here we have to understand that in FY22, whatever we were talking about that, it is 68% to 92%, but in FY22, our value-added product means we are talking about only MS tubes and copper tubes. Okay. And in FY24, when we are talking about value-added product, we have to include that galvanized product, right? So here the galvanized product source of raw material is not integrated. That source of raw material we are purchasing from whether it is domestic or international. That is nothing but an HR coil. Okay. So therefore, but obviously the margin of the HR coil convert into the galvanized pipe or coil, it is lower than the whatever we are producing from iron ore to MS pipe.
Okay.
So therefore, as much as volume will be increased, the quantum will be increased, so automatically whatever the blended EBITDA is coming, that is you are looking that key, it is almost all 100, 200, 500 rupees is more. But when the value added product is so high, why it is not multiplied with that? But it is not the fact. But because almost all in that 98%, we are selling our GP product is almost all 65%.
Got it.
So therefore, the margin of GP product lesser than the margin of part ton EBITDA of MS pipe.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand the basic mathematics in that.
Got it. So basically, you are saying that the EBITDA per ton for galvanized things is higher, but the margins, like from the conversion margin between iron ore to MS tubes, were greater than those of coil to GP, right now?
Yes. Very true.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Harshit Zaveri from Pi Square Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations for a stable set of numbers. Just wanted to confirm that what are our capex plan for FY25 and FY26? We have already spent a significant amount in the last 2 years. Do we see any major capex ahead or just maintenance capex going ahead, sir?
Harshit ji, hello. Sir, major capex so far, whatever we have spent, that is the major capex against our capacity. And we have little bit on pipeline. As you are aware that already we have discussed about that our Anantapur unit, we are expanding another sponge iron capacity by another 36,000 metric tons per annum. whatever our existing inventory going to cover. So all are reflecting in our CD. And whatever recent past, whatever the acquisition, long-term project, such acquisition, that is set. So that is the major thing, this capacity. So far. So.
Okay, so how much do we plan to spend further in this year as well as in FY26 in terms of how much outlay we plan out?
No, you have only, you have all those in the balance sheet itself. In the balance sheet also, if you check that balance sheet, the total 31 crores almost all is in, it is into the CD. Okay. So, in that 31 crores, we are already another 15 to 20 crores. We have to pay it to enterprise for acquisition. And these CD figures are including for Anupapuriya. As and when we got the permission from the Pollution Control Board, this relief will be converted as a property plan. That's all. So nothing much more. But there is a no abstract figure where we have to be aware. So this is the ultimate figure for up to the capacity, whatever we have.
Okay, so basically with the current capex already spent, we are we will be able to achieve the FY26 target without any further capex.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely, you are into the correct. Without doing
much. Yeah. Understood. Sir, I also had a question that.
One more thing, Ashutji. See, yes, basically sir. We have to understand when we are talking about this particular segment. This segment is actually basically cement segment, steel segment, power segment. It is capex-based, capex-oriented segment. Okay? It's not a service-oriented system. It is a capex-oriented segment. So, therefore, like, for an example, rolls. Rolls are manufacturing for pipe and coil. So, basically, rolls also we are taken considered as a capex. And after the life is over, we are selling out and again we are purchasing. So such kind of financial metrics are reflecting in your balance sheet, but at the same time, if you check in the P&L also, in the other income, we are showing that some asset sale also.
Right, sir. Understood. Sir, we had plans to expand our dealership network in zones like Western and Northern region. Like we don't have presence in Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh and Northern states. How do we plan out to expand in these states with new dealer network to avoid that concentration risk of the Southern India?
See, basically already we have engaged so many dealers in that particular segment. Here we have to understand that what kind of product we are selling to that dealer. So basically our target is to sell in Gujarat and Southern. That part is not pipe, it is coil, GP coil. Okay. And next question is your how we have to increase the dealers and what is our thought process. So whatever the present capacity we have and what is the whatever the market demand we have in our existing geographical territory, that is almost all optimum. So whatever capacity that can meet in South India and surrounding the South India. But at the same time, unless and until geographically we are expanding, we cannot cater fully in that particular area. But our team is already engaged and we are very much closely, our team is working on.
Understood, sir. Also, sir, I had a question that do we see any risk from Chinese imports or Chinese dumping of products at a lower rate, pushing down the prices as well as the, because the volumes which those guys can produce with similar product line, do we see any risk in the future?
No, see, Chinese dumping, we are not impacting directly because China, if China will dumping, so basically they will be dumping the flat goods, which is our raw material, as in earlier candidates already I have explained that, and getting little bit of credit in imported coil and lower price, or because of imported coil, because of coming from here, compared to domestic purchase. So basically, as far as Hariom balance sheet, Hariom financials, we are not so far facing any Chinese dumping issue because we are not the producer of HF coil, hot roll coil to blast furnace roll. Right? So we are the producer where we are producing galvanized coil or galvanized coil. So whether it is coming from China domestically, our keen interest to better quality and lower, which we are getting. So as far as I am concerned, we are not facing any thought, thinking any, looking any challenges for China dumping. But if you are talking about broadly in about Indian economy or Indian state growth, yes, that's the threat for this overall India country. It's a threat.
Yeah, but those Chinese guys are also dumping pipes and tubes as well and oil. I know
only coil. They are government of India directly passed the import duty on China directly import. The little bit of material are coming from Vietnam. Now government is strictly prohibited on flat products. Without BIS, nobody can export to India. So therefore, almost all 90% problem is resolved. 8% are perceived, which will be, I think, in the coming quarter, it will be sorted out. It's not a big issue.
Understood, sir. Sir, last question from my end. The 2500 crore guideline which we have given, what type of margin trajectory do we see at EBITDA level? Like, can we get back to that 14-15% mark, or we'll stay at this 13-13.5% mark with the current scenario?
If you think that if you take into the consideration of the current scenario also, it is also a very lucrative figure. Isn't it?
Yeah, 2,500
crore top line versus if your current EBITDA percentage is 13.48. So this is almost all not even 337 crore EBITDA. It's a very lucrative figure. It's a very lucrative figure. So why are we supposed to comment on the future aspect? It should not be the correct thing. But as far as whatever you assume that, to take into the consideration the correct current scenario, then also it's a very satisfactory figure.
Understood.
But our vision is much more better, much more bigger than that. But anyhow, this is also very satisfactory. 337 crores is not a smaller. It's a very good thing.
Okay, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Darshil Pandya from Finfest Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah, Mr. Darshil. Sir, all the other questions are answered. Just one question was on the guidance part. Have you given any guidance for this financial year?
Pardon, sorry, can you repeat once?
Have you given any guidance for this financial year?
In our earlier investor presentation, we have disclosed. I don't think so, okay, whether you have follow or not. So anyhow, our target is near to 2,62,000 to in between 2,50,000 to 3,00,000 metric tons of steels we want to sell. And we are very much keen about that. So anyhow, we have almost all achieved 1,14,000 something so far. So another 60% for 60-70% if we take into the consideration of 2,50,000.
Got it. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Pankaj Motwani from Equirus Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my question is on the product side. So like, I want to know like how is our product is different from other listed players like Hi-Tech and JTL, because our EBITDA pattern is much higher than that of other peers. Like our EBITDA is around 7,500 and peers is around in the range of 3,000 to 4,000. So like, what is the differentiating factor from our in our product?
I'm sorry, but your sound is very disturbing. Can you repeat? Echo. So can you repeat once? And please slowly, if you repeat, then I can able to catch an answer.
So, like, I just want to know on the product side, like, how is our product of Hariom Pipe is different from other listed players like Hitech and GTL, because our EBITDA pattern is much higher than that of peers, like, because our EBITDA is around 10,500 and other peers is in the range of 3,000, 4,000. So, like, what are we doing different in terms of product that our EBITDA is higher?
Sir, basically, whatever you are taking name, I should not comment on that. It is my platform. So, as far as Hariom concern, I don't know about them. As far as Hariom concern, we are having two mixtures. One is integrated, totally integrated from iron ore to end product of NS tubes. And another is from galvanized unit where we are purchasing HR coil and doing convert into specialized steel. For various industries, various segments, not only only the commercial segment, we are doing various segments. So therefore, our margin is much more better. Much more better means I am not talking about better or lower, because I am not comparing with anyone. It is satisfactory more. Okay. Now, if you are whatever name you have taken, I don't think so. Maybe I am wrong or right, I don't know, you are the better judge. I don't think so. They have certain raw material sources by their own. They are totally for MS or GP, whatever the product they are manufacturing, for that they are totally dependent to purchase the HR coil. Yes. So that is the one only major reason, I believe. Even though I don't know about them.
Yeah, so my like a follow-up question on this. So like even our new addition capacities, which is in Perundurai and this 120,000 metric tons of new capacity in Mehboob Nagar. So these are also the non-integrated capacities. So like what's the outlook on the margins? Because these are non-integrated capacities. So the margin will not be like that of integrated plants. So can we, so like, what is our margin outlook on this?
That is the reason in your previous participant also asking the same question. When the FY22, our margin is standing, when our value added product, we are selling 60%, now we are selling 98%. Why the margin is not increasing? But the EBITDA is not increasing as we have increased our value added product. So in this regard, I had explained that our margin related to galvanized pipe or galvanized coil is lesser than the MS pipe, as it is from integrated sources, and this is that source is from HR coil, so which we are purchasing domestically and internationally. Therefore, the margin is lesser than the MS pipe because it is from through integrated source.
Yeah. So like, because these are the new capacity, so I think this will ramp up in this year also. So like the impact of the new capacity, so can we expect the margin to decline further from this part, because this capacity has been started giving revenue from this year only. So like how, as we ramp up forward, so because of the increased portion from this non-integrated capacity, so like margin will be, I think margin could also decline. Like, I just want to know your view on this, like how things will be.
See, here the question is, your point is, I understand what I understand, please correct me if I am wrong. My point is, what you wanted to know from me, ki we have addition the new product basket that is galvanized in Perundurai and Mehboob Nagar togetherly almost of 3 lakh metric tons per annum. If the margin is lower, then what will be the impact in that? Isn't it?
Yeah.
So my point is, here we are different from other key players, that is, we have so many in presentation, we have clearly mentioned that we are operating through Dynamic. We are the India's first steel manufacturing unit where the entire pipe consumption is coming from solar. Our operating cost is cheaper than others. Our power cost after the raw material, power is the one of the major costs for government manufacturing industry segment. So our power cost is cheaper because of the renewable power and other facilities and latest technology. All those together, and moreover, we are having that integrated system, so therefore we are able to reduce the logistic cost also. See, these are, we are having that short charging facility where our, we can able to reduce the carbon and as well as coal consumption. See, part and parcel, bits and pieces, all togetherly manage your profitability and your cost of production in our finance terms. So all togetherly, it will be helpful to reduce or comparatively to the others in terms of cost of production. The second thing, more important thing, right now the question is how we will be able to increase our EBITDA margin in the value-added product like LMI. That is the question. In this case, we are talking about that when we are producing certain specialized case where we are talking about 0.6 mm thickness, lesser than, which will be used for specialized fan industry, automobile industry. Their realization is much more, where the your operational cost, your cost of production is the remains there. So therefore, you are getting, we are getting better margin than us. That is the ultimate in future, which will be achieved. It can be achieved.
Okay, got it. And just one more question, like I just want to know the status of the capex on sponge iron capacity. Like I think it was about to complete by FY24 end. So like, what is the status as of now?
See, already we are showing in, if you go through with our financial results, in the capital after the cost assets, property, plant and equipment, after that in the peak part capital work in progress, these amounts are reflecting. Only the issue is, as you are aware, that recent past, Andhra Pradesh government has changed and the new government has come. And simultaneously, when the government has changed, the new government has come. Pollution Control Department, the entire committee has changed and the new committee members have appointed. Now, they have to, we have submitted our proposal to the government of Andhra Pradesh Pollution Control Department for consideration almost for 9 months before, 9 to 1 month, 1 year before. But so far, not only us, in that particular segment, particular area, all the manufacturers are not, they are not taken for the hearing. As and when they will be conduct the meeting and will be get the approval, this PPP will be converted into PPP, property, plant and equipment. And the capitalized part will be transported, because without license, we cannot able to operate.
Okay. Yeah, that were my questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next question is from the line of Gargi, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, you mentioned that we have 800 plus dealers. So I just wanted to understand if my understanding is correct, that we don't cater to distributors and we directly deal with dealers. Is that correct?
Yes, 100%. You are 100% correct.
Okay, sir. Then secondly, how many fabricators are we in connect with as of now, and how often do we interact with them? Because peers are also dealing with fabricators and constantly engaging with them.
No, see, we are doing regularly. Your question, your point is very valid, and you are already gone through the market.
Sir, sorry to interrupt you. There's a bit of disturbance. Rani, can you please talk through the handset? Go ahead, sir.
Hello. Ma'am, am I audible?
Sir, go ahead.
Yeah, no, that other ma'am can... Am I audible? Hello?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So basically, we are regularly doing the fabricators meet in various places in the southern part of India, and we are engaging that fabricators with our respective area-wise dealers. That is our ground reality work. We are not supplying anything directly to the fabricator. We are cross-training the fabricator, we are motivating the fabricator, we are incentivizing the fabricator, and therefore the fabricators are directly, we are linking with the our respective area wide dealer, and that dealer can. Hello.
So the line for the participant dropped. We'll move on to the next participant.
Okay. Yes.
Next question is from the line of Pawan, individual investor. Please go ahead. Pawan, can you hear us? Due to no response, we move on to the next participant. Next question is from the line of Shadab, individual investor. Please go ahead. Shadab, your line is in talk mode. Please go ahead with your question.
Yes, sir. Hi, sir. So due to recent QIP, we would be seeing increase in the number of share, hence affecting our EPS. With 2,500 crore FY26 in top line, how do you see that growth translating into EPS also?
In terms of EPS in 2,500 crore top line.
Yeah, in FY26, if we are targeting that, how do we see that translating into EPS? Because we would be diluting also our equity due to the recent QIP, right?
Yeah, so see, basically in FY24 audited, our EPS is 20.34. Okay, na?
Yeah.
So after that, we are expecting now nearby 30 rupees for FY24. Okay? And
yeah,
and almost all 40 rupees, we are looking for in terms of FY20. 43 rupees.
Okay, sir. 40-43 you are saying?
Yeah. Which is a very good figure.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Yeah, all my other question I answered.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kashish Gandodra, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. All my questions have already been addressed. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
The next question is from the line of Praneet Reddy, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Are you able to hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, congratulations on the set of good numbers. Government has sanctioned industrial corridors in Kurnool, Tirupati, which are in very close proximity for our plants, from our plants. Can we expect any huge orders from these industries in industrial corridor?
What is that? I'm not getting your point. Can you please repeat one?
The government has sanctioned industrial corridors in Kurnool and Tirupati,
okay,
which are in very close proximity from our plants.
Or?
From our manufacturing plants.
Okay.
Are we seeing any, can we expect any huge orders from these industries?
Orders, you need to orders. Orders or you meant to say we are going to expand?
No, orders, orders.
Orders. Yes, Kurnool is receiving orders and Tirupati also in the Rayalaseema area, we are selling our products. We are regularly getting orders. Not only for these corridors, we are regularly having tie-up and so many dealers are, we are having substantial orders from that particular area. Even the most of the area, Hariom is dominating. We have no issues of competition.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Hemant, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for providing me the opportunity. Sir, as you mentioned previously, that we are...
Hemant, your audio is not clear. Can you speak through the handset, please?
Yeah. As you mentioned previously, sir, that we'll be... having a revenue of 2500 crores by FY26, okay. But if I take a look at the H1 FY25 numbers, okay, we are roughly around 650 crores. So is it H2 heavy? And if it's H2 heavy, then what sort of revenue are we targeting for FY25?
Your question is very correct. We have targeted for 2,500 crores by FY23 And if you take into the consideration of H1 FY25, it is 659. So it is whether it is almost a one-fourth of the targeted figure for March 26. So whether we can able to achieve. So now the point is, yes, it can, because it's a, sometimes it happens in our life, some unavoidable circumstances which is beyond our control, beyond our strategy happened. And this was happened in the last 6 months in India, not only with Hariom, it has happened with other players also. If you check with their figures, their performance, it is drastically come down. So this Hariom keeping all negativity, Hariom is doing extremely well. Now your point is whether we can achieve by the end of FY26 in such figures 2500. Yes, we can, because our target is if we are able to sell 4 lakh metric tons of steel by the end of FY26, then we will be reached to the extent of 2500 crore plus. So if you take into the consideration, in FY24 we have already completed 2 lakh metric tons of steel. And this year our target is near about 3 lakh metric tons. However, due to that slowdown, we expected somewhere around 2,70,000 of metric tons. So once we reach the 2,70,000, the figure will be coming around near to 1,600. From 2,70,000 to next year, to by 2023, it is very easy for us to achieve this. Because we have already started so many of specialized cases which can help us to reach our volume very faster and reach our target very faster rather than the doing the trading step.
So just to sum it up, we'll be targeting 1600 crores of revenue in FY25 with 2.7 lakh metric tons of volume and 4 lakh metric tons of volume in FY26 with 2500 crores of volume.
Yes.
So that's H2 should be much, much better than H1.
Which one? That next year?
This year, H2 should be H2 FY25.
Yes. If you check with the past data also, this H2 always better than the H1.
And 1600 crores of revenue this year, FY25.
Yes. FY25.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Vineet from Chris PMS. Please go ahead.
Sir, my question is with respect to the operating efficiency you bought from one of your related company, right? Ultra Pipes was the name, I guess. So can you tell me, like, I saw your presentation there, it was mentioned that 82,000 metric ton capacity in the MS tubes has been added from there.
So yes.
What type of synergies are we able to create out of it? Like, it is just this MS tube capacity or something else also?
No, 82,000 you are talking about. See, from 132 to it is coming 216,000. Therefore, the difference is coming almost of 82,000. Yes, it is coming from Antapal. 84,000 it is coming from Antapal.
Okay. So that was the sole reason, behind that.
Sir, sorry.
So that was the sole reason for that buying of the operating assets.
Yes.
Okay.
That is the reason.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pawan, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Most of my questions are already answered. I just want to know if you can throw some light of your revenue targets for next 3 years. I know FY26 we have 2500 crore. If you can a little bit elaborate further next 2-3 years.
Right now, sir, as per SEBI regulation, I should not speak beyond these whatever official investment investor presentation already I have uploaded into the stock exchange and under the purview of the SEBI, more than that, because I have once I have to give guidelines, before that I have to intimate to the stock exchange for SEBI. Due to that only, otherwise I have the guidelines, but I am extremely sorry, this platform I cannot.
That's fine, that's fine, no problem. Yeah. Can you just share if the growth trajectory will remain same, what we have been seeing last 3-4 years?
Yes. Definitely we are increased next year.
Okay, that's fine. I'll do the math. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Next follow-up question is from the line of Gargi, individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I could not hear your point on the fabricators. How many fabricators do we have and how often do we engage with them?
Ma'am, that is actually very difficult because we are not directly sales to our fabricators. So therefore, whatever figure I will be given, that is not correct and not authentic because we do not have that much of backup. See, what happened in the real life, we have to understand, we are engaging the fabricator, we are fabricator meet will be arranged every month on month basis in area on area basis, and we are now incentivizing the fabricators in that particular area, and then these fabricators, whatever the dealers are available in that particular area for Hariom, we are engaging them or we are motivate them to purchase the material from that dealer of Hariom, therefore you are getting certain benefit. So in such way we are engage as a fabricator to our with our dealer, right? So it is not directly with Hariom. So therefore, I don't have any backup. So unless and until backup, I cannot comment on the particular any numerical figure. It is not right.
Sir, what is the difference between 1500 selling points and 800 dealers? I could not understand the meaning.
1500 selling point means we are selling certain dealers. My every dealer having so many sub dealers. Sub dealer means suppose you are my dealer, you are sitting in Karnool area. So in Karnool having those or lot almost 100 and 150 kilometers radius, so many small villages are there where so many fabricators or so many small pipe traders are there who are not able to purchase directly from Hariom. Because their quantum and their counter is very less, so they are only able to stay in their village itself. So they are basically purchased from the dealer. They are not able to purchase from the directly from manufacturer. So that means if I sell any to my dealer in Karnool, at the most Karnool, from the Karnool town to surrounding the 15 to 30 villages, having 10 or 12 dealers, 12 shops of pipe, they are also in that particular 15 shop also the Hariom pipes are the available. So if you count with one dealer versus 10 shop, likewise you have to, we are assumption this figure.
Okay, sir. So second question is on this, you mentioned that effective capacity, operating capacity today is 4 lakh ton. So the breakup of it, if I am, I just wanted to understand if my understanding is correct, that the breakup of this 4 lakh tons is in MS tube, it would be around 92,000 to 93,000 tons, 5,000 for scaffolding, and GP and GI pipes, the effective would be 3 lakh tons.
No, 4 lakh, exactly figure is 4,37,000 tons. So in that 1,32,000 tons is for MS tubes, 5,000 for scaffolding, and 3 lakh for GP 5.1. So all together is 4,32,000.
37. Okay, sir. Okay, sir. And the ultra pipes that we are adding, that would be, that would take this effective of MS tubes from 1,32,000 to how much, sir?
2,50,000, almost 84,000. That is the optimum, what is called, installed capacity will be from 1,32,000 to 2,60,000.
Sir, so we'll also have billets and HR strips in this?
No, only 5 minutes.
So the billets are all, billets effective capacity is 95,000, and that is
one,
currently.
Billets capacity is 1,04,232 metric tons. HR strips capacity is 2,24,000 metric tons.
and MS Tuesday is 1,32,000 now. After merger with Astra, it will come to 2,15,000. So now your point is when we are purchasing, wow, we are going to produce billets to the extent of 1,00,000 metric ton. And if our pipe capacity is going to 2,16,000, what will be the raw material? Isn't it?
Yes, sir.
And so therefore, we are purchasing billets from the market for the tanki and producing from our rolling, which will help us to again manage the market. Instead of doing another capex, huge capex, we are doing in the asset-like model, which helps us to maintain the margin as well as top line.
Okay, sir. So currently, other and this 4 lakh will go to how much, sir? Effective capacity. I'm only talking about effective capacity in FY25. And
effective 25 is 4,37,000. Effective 25 is 4,37,000. And effective 26 okay. is going to be almost all 4,37,000 plus 84. So you can say 5,00,000.
Okay,
5,21,000. Right?
Understood. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
As there are no further questions, I will now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for the meeting has been arranged. It was a wonderful thing. Thanks for this conference.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
On behalf of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.